God is great, and he's better than that. Hey, everyone, welcome to the PG Godcast. I'm PG, the Simple Shepherd, coming to you from the Simple Shepherd Broadcasting Network in big old beautiful Bowman, South Carolina. And our goal is to change your world with the word. Now, stop and wait a minute before you start listening. This isn't really about preachy stuff. This is just simply two friends doing life together in faith. That's it. Please, please, please be sure to like, subscribe, and share this with as many folks as you can. I really do appreciate it. We're on all major social media platforms right now, both on video and podcast. And I would love to hear from you. So please email me at pg@thesimpleshepherd.com. That's pg@thesimpleshepherd.com. And let me know some about you. Maybe I can reach out and help you. And maybe you've got some ideas for even topics for our program. So we're just so thankful for you being here and being with us today. Now, you know, you can't walk with him until you learn to talk with him. So I believe in prayer, and I know you do too. So let's pray together right now. Dear Lord, I thank you for the one who's listening. Lord, I pray that this will be a blessing to them, and thereby they allow you to be a blessing to others through them. For we pray in your name, Lord Jesus. Amen. What a blessing that is. All right, to count three, I want you to do one thing. Take a big, deep breath. One, two, three. Let it out. Man, doesn't that feel good? We don't do that near enough. By doing that, you know you got whatever you need to do, whatever you need to do, that God's given it to you, and he's equipped you for that. Well, the session today is when empty is so full. When empty is so full. Isn't that awesome? That you can have the fullness of your faith, but it's hard sometimes, especially when you feel like your tank is running on empty. So the example I want to share with you today is that of the fuel tank on your car, okay? Now, all of us can agree that fuel is too high, and we don't want it to go any higher. Isn't that right? Ain't it right, boys, we say in the low country? And the truth is, inflation's no respecter persons. You know, we all have problems. We all deal with it. And there's many stressors in our lives this day, and although it doesn't make you feel better, you really need to understand that it could be a lot worse. Now, it doesn't make us feel any better what we're dealing with. And hopefully we don't have to know how to get to realize how good we have it. But, you know, since the fall of the garden, man's always struggled. He always will. And you got to remember that even though the times and the names have changed, human nature's still the same no matter the age or stage you're in. But for today's topic, I want you to focus on your fuel tank and fuel gauge in your car. Now, so first, let's think of your gas gauge. Now, you have various increments, but you have basically two levels, full and empty. Full, we like. Empty, we don't. We don't like to pay the high price on the full. But if you're like me, you don't hear full near enough, and empty is too much. But if these increments were your spiritual walk with God today, which would best describe you? Now, don't feel bad. We all have room for improvement. We got to be honest with ourselves. And it's so easy to lose sight of the fullness that comes through faith in Jesus. You love him. You know he loves you. But the blurry hurry of the world is clouding things for you. Well, it's the same way for most of us these days. Remember, we all got issues. That's why we've got tissues. Well, back to the car. Now, by the way, if you are driving, please keep your eyes on the road and keep those hands at 10 and 2. That's the best grip for me and for you. Now, let's get back to your fuel gauge. Now, if that fuel gauge is going to work properly, there are many electrical connections that you can't see. They are there, I can assure you. And if any one of those connections are bad, things just simply aren't going to work right, period. Now, take a sidebar for just a minute. Maybe you find it really hard to have any kind of faith these days for a myriad of reasons. Man's failure. Man's failed you. Maybe you feel it hard to believe in someone or something you can't see. Well, think about that for a minute. You know, you don't have any problem loading yourself into basically a metal crate powered by highly flammable gasoline supported by round pressurized airbags called tires. It's kind of crazy, isn't it, when you think about it? We don't have a problem literally trusting our lives and the lives of our families with such things. Why? You do so because you do have faith and trust that your car is going to get you and yours safely where you need to go when you need to get there. You don't need to know what color wires go where. You don't dissect it, you accept it, you just drive. So see, you do have faith after all. Now, in your relationship with God, there are also many connections you can't see, but each are equally important. things such as prayer, time in God's Word, and time with other born-again believers. All those things complete the circuit, if you will, to where the power of the person of the Holy Spirit can be felt in your life. Of course, the goal for us is to have our tank to stay full. And maybe, wouldn't it be awesome if we had someone else to pay for it? We just don't like running to see that light come on and then let us know we're running on empty, especially these days. Well, in John 10:10, our Lord Jesus says, "The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly." Isn't that awesome? Jesus came to give us life and to give it to the fullest measure of full. That simply means that with him in control of our lives, we can experience a full life. And without him, of course, we can't. Now, I want you to imagine for a minute, someone paid for your gas for the rest of your life. Every time you needed it, you'd have it. You'd never to be empty again. Wouldn't that be awesome? Well, here's the good news, the great news. Jesus did exactly for that, for on the Calvary's cross for us, so that we'll never have to run empty spiritually. And that's more valuable than anything in this universe. That's really the fuel that runs your faith, God's awesome and amazing grace. So here's the key to it all. Unlike your fuel tank, where you fill it gallon by gallon, there's no way that you can be filled with the junk of the world and with Jesus at the same time. So the goodness of the Holy Spirit of God wants to overflow in your life, but you're going to have to empty yourself of all the other things that are hindering you. You got to pray and ask the Lord to show you how to empty your life so you're going to be more blessed than stressed. That's our goal every day, to be more blessed than stressed. When you do, you'll start to feel better about yourself. No matter the situation or circumstance you face, you know he knows your every need. You just got to make sure that you know his supply. It's awesome when you realize empty can be so full. Let me pray with you. Dear Lord, I pray for the one that's listening. Lord, I pray they empty themselves of all the things right now. We want to empty ourselves of all the stuff that's just stressing us. Lord, we ask for the fullness of your Holy Spirit to be at work in our lives like never, ever before. Hold them tight, Lord. Hold them extra tight. And we pray in Jesus' name, amen. Well, that's it for today. God is great and he's better than that. And I want to thank you again for tuning in to the PG Godcast. Once again, please, please, please be sure to like, subscribe, and share this with as many folks as you can. I really, really do appreciate it. So, the next time, remember, until the next time, remember, God is great and he's better than that.